producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than Ellen Ratner in the wings. Ellen, I'm closer to this Ebola thing than you are. I am 10 miles away from where Thomas Duncan died. And let me tell you, there's a lot of hysteria over Ebola here in Dallas. What are they saying in D.C.?
Well, they are saying that there's a lot of hysteria in Dallas. D.C. isn't saying much at this point, although, of course, one of the airports is one of the five airports that they have designated to really look at people coming from that part of West Africa. And, of course, when you look at it, 90% of people coming from West Africa come from one of those five airports. But how about the other 10%? And as we have seen, all you need is one to get people hysteria going.
Yeah, and this whole thing about what they're going to do at the airports, the airports that you're mentioning in the United States and screening the passengers. Hey, you've been to Africa many, many times, and, you know, not Liberia necessarily, but how tough is that going to be to screen because of the process of how it incubates and everything?
I think it's virtually, I mean, if somebody is sick, obviously they're not going to get on the plane, but this guy wasn't sick when he got on the plane either. And so, that's the big problem. I mean, they are really, if I were king, if I were president, what I would do is I would actually go to Israel and get those El Al guys that screen people who know how to look for body language and ask people, have you been in this area? Have you been in that area? Have you talked to anybody with Ebola? Do you know anybody with Ebola? And watch the body language. And that's what I would do.
Yeah. Boy, I agree with you. Absolutely. There's none better than what they do with El Al. Absolutely. They really understand that whole body language thing, for sure.
So that's who I would hire. But, hey, I'm just a mere talk person.
There you go. You need to run for office. That's what it is. Come on.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
How about this story about the Secretary of State, of course, and, you know, this Kerry meeting with the British counterpart. What was the deal with Hammond? What was that meeting
well,
about?
Well, basically, they came out, you know, they talked about how they both want to control ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call it. They talked about how they're going to cooperate together, but we didn't hear any specifics, and that's the problem here.
Yeah, they never issue the specifics, and then it sort
of
leaks out.
There aren't any specifics, and we don't know. You know, look, ISIL is right on the door of Turkey. If they step over that, you know, that line, then NATO has got to act. Maybe that's what Turkey wants. And what's also interesting is the vice president got into so much trouble for saying, essentially, Turkey wasn't doing what it should be doing, and he was absolutely right.
Yeah. How about this deal popping to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, at least coming out of there? Deficit's the lowest of Obama's presidency. Boy, you're not hearing much about that.
No, you aren't. I mean, the problem is that it's not just our deficit. It is that we have still that the debt is still a very high percentage of our gross domestic product. That's not a good situation. And don't forget, Clinton got the annual debt down to zero. So it can be done. It's still, you know, it's under half of a trillion dollars, and that's very good. But on the other hand, and it is the lowest it's been, and Obama ought to tout it, but it's still more than it should be, and that's a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, last question. Are you expecting a big check from AT&T? Do you have them waiting for this phone bill consumer thing?
Okay, well, 80 million of the 100 whatever million, 105 is it?
Yeah.
Is supposed to go directly to consumers. But if you look at all the people's bills that they did over, it's not going to be that much money. And considering all the people that are going to get something from that class action suit as class action suits go. But AT&T basically was putting things on the people's bills and not asking them.
Of course they weren't. I wondered why I got a rebate on my iPhone the other day. So, yeah, they probably realized,
rebate. Wow.
I know, because they said that. They said that very thing. Hey, we can take 20 a month off. Really? How's that? Because you were overcharging me? So, go figure.
Exactly. I mean, and they've added all these things. It's kind of like, you know, when you buy your airline ticket and then you go and you find out you're paying 25 or 35 or even 45 for one suitcase.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right?
All right.
And then the snacks on the plane and now charge. Go figure.
Yeah, it's nutty. All right, Ellen Ratner, you have a good one. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
So in talking to Ellen there about Ebola, you see what's happening in the airports, and we're talking about, you know, we're talking about Washington, D.C. and JFK and also in Atlanta, just a handful of airports where most people are making those connecting flights back when they come into the United States, which is exactly what happened with Thomas Duncan, who now died of Ebola. So the first patient dying, and a lot of questions surrounding that. In fact, his family is furious, saying the ball was dropped on him, and that this isn't what happened to the patient that's in Nebraska, and this hasn't happened the way he was treated compared to them, which I think there's going to be a lawsuit, of course. And most of that will center around the fact that when he first came to the hospital, he was sent home, and then there'll be arguments as to what they knew and what he had put on his, what he filled out, his form, and what happened with the nurse and all that kind of stuff. So look for that to come down the road. In the meantime, there was an officer who responded to Tom Duncan's apartment, basically, with a group of others, and he started to feel stomach problems and whatnot, so he went immediately to a care center, and they're isolating him for fear that, you know, they're testing him for Ebola just to make sure. And that is a huge story here at Ground Zero, where Tom Duncan just died, and they wrapped his body in plastic coming out of the hospital. You have to cremate because of Ebola. You got to get rid of every single thing related to Ebola. Those hazmat crews came into the hospital just like they did, even though it was after the fact, at the apartment where he was staying. So a couple of things are working out of Dallas, Texas, including this officer who responded, did not have any hazmat kind of suit or gloves or anything like that on. And his family said he started to feel like he had a stomach ache, and as a precaution and not feeling well, he went to a care center. They admitted him so that, and taking precautions, by the way, at this care facility, then to be able to move him on to the hospital, which is what they did, putting him in an ambulance to take him to the exact hospital where Thomas Duncan was, just to make sure. So now questions abound about a couple of different things. One, we're going to start this testing. So people, anybody coming back from Africa, presumably, get their temperature taken. But as Ellen made the point, and how do you, what are people saying? This is Thomas Duncan, supposedly, after he was with the patient who died, a woman who died, who couldn't even get in the hospital and was young and riddled with Ebola. He supposedly lied on his forms when he was hurrying to get to the United States. So then I think questions are, well, you take someone's temperature, but they haven't exhibited the signs of Ebola yet. So I don't know. How effective is it? I guess it's better than nothing. It's a little bit of a firewall. Why aren't we stopping the flights? Anybody on board with that? How about stopping the flights to West Africa and Liberia? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Because I think, really, it just makes too much sense to stop flying to Liberia and to West Africa until Ebola is eradicated, right? Because if that's the idea, we've got doctors, we have other people on the ground, we're building all those facilities, then can't we wait? And why, if other countries are doing that, I don't see why we can't jump on that bandwagon. And what is the big fear of doing that? And I love the analogy, and I've said this now a couple times, and other people, I think, are making this observation. We stopped flights to Israel. It was granted it was just for a day, but we stopped flights to Israel because there's a shell, basically, at the end of the runway. Wait a second, there's a rocket at the end of the runway, and way at the end of the runway, so no flights are going in, it's too scary. But all these people have died from Ebola there. Now we're seeing what's happened with doctors and healthcare workers that have come in contact with Ebola. And then this whole thing with Tom Duncan, who dies in the Dallas hospital. But, okay, we're going to have several of our airports where we know there's connecting flights. We're going to have Ebola checks, basically, and talk to people and ask them who they came in contact with and trust whatever that information is, which, by the way, they might not know who they've brushed against. And just say, okay, go ahead on your merry way. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because we're spending money for that. So whatever money we're spending there, wouldn't it be sensible to just stop the flights temporarily? I'm just saying. You know, if I had the president's ear, and that's exactly what I would say. I would say, why can't we do this? Give me the three top reasons why. It's not going to look bad on us. Other people are already doing this in other countries. We can still get our own people in who are working to help the people in Liberia who have Ebola and anybody in West Africa. So we're not the bad guys in this. It's going to, what, hurt their tourism? You think their tourism is already damaged? I would say so. I'd venture a big, fat guess on that one. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Jack in Australia. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Kate. I'm going to stick away from the misery of Africa and so on and keep things rather light for a change.
Yay!
I got a great karma story for you and how it can bite people in the ass if they're, well, basically, but, you know, want to be buttheads. I was at my Australian equivalent of Home Depot a couple of days ago with my eldest son. We were picking some bits and pieces up from the hardware store. So he finished his senior year engineering assignment. And while we were in the hardware store, some person parked so close to the side of my vehicle, I could not even shimmy between the cars to unlock the door. You know, I mean, he's just getting out of the car. You know, come on, mate, move it over a little bit. Oh, I don't want to scratch the, you know, my side of the thing. And, you know, and I've taken down your registration, so don't even think about keying the side of my car.
Right.
And he just, you know, goes off into the store. So I've had to wait for the people on the other side to pull out. And I'm trying to crawl over the center console when a police car pulls up, thinking that, well, you know, am I breaking into the vehicle, so on. I tell them the story and what's going. They have a look. They run my plates to see whether there's any wants or warrants on it. Obviously, it's come back clean. They run the guy's plates next door. And in Australia, especially in Victoria, we have anti-oon laws. Turns out this doofus was silly enough to be driving around in a car that has a warrant on it to have his car seized because he's been illegally street drag racing.
Oh.
He's come out. The police car's blocking him in. I've taken my vehicle over and I've parked over the other side because I wanted to see this show. And, of course, he's swearing and carrying on, you know, why'd you call the cops, man, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the police turned around and said, you realise, had you not been an idiot, we wouldn't have had to run your plates to find out that your car has a warrant on it to be seized. Now, the tow truck's coming to pick it up. Do you want to get anything out of your vehicle? Yeah, okay. So he grabs the bag out of there, and what do the police smell when he opens the door? Marijuana. So he was karma turned around and bit him doubly in the backside.
That's karma. Oh, yeah, I agree with you. That's what happens.
Had he had been polite, he'd still have his hotted-up Japanese imported car. He'd still have his marijuana, and he wouldn't currently be rotting in a jail cell.
You gotta love that. Oh, that's great. That's a good story. That's what happens. Yep, he blocked you out, and that's just silliness. I hate it when people do that. That happens all the time. I don't get it, you know. Unless there's some other idiot who's parked their car like in three spaces, and then that sort of changed things by the time someone else is parked, but it's usually not that, and you knew it wasn't there. So I'm gonna give you a high five, Jack, for that karma story. Good share there, thanks. Anybody else got a karma story they want to share? And see, sometimes you don't find out that that's happened. You know, they go away, and there is that saying in your head, but you don't know that something's happened to them, and obviously, in the case of Jack, he was able to find out the rest of the story for sure. Hey, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, at the tail end of the show, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done, and boy, I got a lot of interesting dumb things I shouldn't have done this time around, and kind of a mixture type of things. A lot of times, there seems to be a theme, like people bombard me in one direction. And it's a good time to remind you, if you've done something dumb that you want to share, please share it with us. You send the dumb thing to AmericaTonight.net. I have had my share, trust me. Usually it's when I'm tired. That's when, like, the dumb mistake thing is going to happen, where something's going to be leaning over or fall over or whatever. And we had a couple of those this time around, actually some pretty funny ones. Last week, there were some food ones about turkeys upside down. There was one guy that sent us a dumb thing where it actually cooked the turkey upside down and then carved it that way. And I said it's like fate that he wrote me that, because my husband did that. And I never have met anyone or heard anyone say that that's happened with them. Not that they couldn't have the turkey, you know, make the turkey in the oven upside down, but then usually they figured it out and then turned it right side up by the time they were carving it. That's for sure. So I look forward to that, and you will too. Trust me, it's at the tail end of the show. Plus, Nail the Score. Nail the Score is coming up in our next hour in our last segment. So I just wanted to get you primed for that. And before we go to Nail the Score, a conversation with Brandon Lang on the week in football. And he has some interesting things to say, because he crunches the numbers and how do the numbers look, which may affect whatever the game the computer randomly chooses here on America Tonight. In the meantime, the conversation, as Jack was saying, he's going to be lighter and he's going to tell us his karmic story. The Ebola patient dying in Texas really has people still buzzing. It's definitely, I think, the water cooler buzz, or what you're jawing about over your neighbor's fence, perhaps, or when you run to the mailbox, if any of you have mailboxes that are at the street and you have that quick conversation. People are having this conversation not just in Texas, but they're having it all over the place, because now there's these checkpoints and what are we doing and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not surprised, to tell you the truth, that Tom Duncan died, because one, the first miss that he was sent home, but and he didn't get the experimental drugs anyway until 6 days into it. But also the fact, I think, that he had been so close to that woman who was riddled with Ebola and died dramatically right before he left for the United States, where he was carrying her into the house and all of that. So I think he was, you know, heavily exposed for what that's worth. And several Ebola patients treated in the United States, of course, have survived. But he was the first person diagnosed with it on American soil. But and so he dies 10 days after he was admitted. But and it's an insidious, terrible, awful thing. The first time in, however, he was sent home. Did that make a difference? Perhaps. But really what made a difference is the fact that he came to the United States, had that exposure, then he eventually gets sick, really, really sick, and the rest is sadly history. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, what they have to say. And how about the Prez? That's up on the flip side.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
We are doing it in a way that ensures our men and women in uniform are safe. That has been my top priority, and I've instructed folks we're not going to compromise the health and safety of our armed services.
Yeah, not like they handled it in Dallas. That's the press. But, of course, we just heard General Dempsey yesterday say he was concerned about those that would be carrying the blood samples. He must have said that 10 times. Yeah, blood samples, that's the worst thing. So there is no safe when it comes to Ebola. You know, some of the people that encountered Thomas Duncan afterwards, meaning his surroundings when they went into the apartments and stuff, they doubled up on their hazmat clothing, doubled up on it. They ended up taking 141 garbage bags out of the apartment where he was in Dallas. This guy dies on Wednesday morning. Everything obliterated about him, because you have to, there's no soft way to put this, cremate, burn the body, everything, because of how quickly anything can spread. For goodness sake, the nurse in Spain who got Ebola, they had to kill her dog because they were fearful of what could happen and what he could spread. So saying that all these precautions, there's just no net on this. The best net is the net we're missing. It's holding the flights. So instead, we're going to screen people who travel from West Africa when they land. Why are we saying to people, yeah, have a good time, go ahead to West Africa? I get it if they're with the government or they're assigned and they're going there and they're building clinics. I mean, taking the temperature, medical history questions, that kind of scrutiny, you know. I mean, it's better than nothing, I suppose. And Tom Frieden, the CDC, as I said, what's their response? They say, oh, we can assure you we're going to be taking additional steps. We're going to be making things in public in the next couple of days. We're going to let you all know what we're going to do. And they also announced that the Coast Guard is going to begin screening people on cargo ships when they come to ports. Thank goodness somebody thought about that. Oh, that's right. We have people coming in on giant ships, lots of them. And how are they affected by the Ebola outbreak? And the health questionnaires? What are people going to say on the health questionnaires? So anyway, to make it official for all of you, the airports that were, and I'm not being cynical, because something's better than nothing, but I just really think you got to stop those flights. I don't understand why that's a big deal. Get the people in who need to be in medically, that's fine. But why are we playing with this fire? Just get it, put the fire out, and then roll it back out. So JFK, Washington, Dulles International, O'Hare, Hartsfield, Jackson International Airport, that's, of course, Atlanta, and Newark, Liberty International Airport, heavy traffic and populations, Liberian populations there, but a lot of those airports, of course, most of them, are where you would grab a flight to head to another part of the country. So Duncan traveled, just to reiterate this, as you know, traveled to the United States from Liberia after he rekindled a relationship with the mother of his 19-year-old son, whose high school graduation he went to late last month. That's why Dallas is where he came. And he had such a close contact with people with Ebola, particularly one who died, you know, almost immediately. So we get that. We get where that came from. So what do you think? It's not too late to stop the whole flight thing. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I have it from a good source, too, by the way, that people are bombarding the White House with the very thing, saying, stop the flights. Let's just stop the flights. Stop the nonsense. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Mr. Tomas.
Well, you know, it's not every day that you can talk to a radio personality that is calling in from ground zero. But I believe you said the other night that you're like 10 miles away from where this this guy died from Ebola, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, it's not like you're talking about something that happened in Spokane or in California. This happened like... you know, in your neighborhood, man. You probably drive by that hospital now and then, you know?
I have. You know, here's an interesting thing. Somebody who I've played tennis with, she's a tutor, and they stopped tutoring because they were tutoring right there near that apartment building, and they were afraid because of how many reporters and the lockdown and the police tape and everything that was happening. There was massive confusion as to what was safe and what wasn't, so they just shut that down temporarily until all this was handled.
Well, let's remember, there's been 15 outbreaks since, I believe, 1979, and the total number of fatalities has been 1,500 and some.
Yeah.
This year alone, it's been over 2,000, this year alone, okay? So, like you said, we are playing with, you know, a giant wildfire, you know, by throwing, you know, little drops of water at it. There's 500 people. They said on the radio today, around 500 people fly in from West Africa every day into the United States. And you know what? That guy who died in Dallas, is that Dallas?
Yep.
All right. When he came in on the airplane, he did not have a fever. He did not have symptoms. So all the screening that they're doing now would not have found him. Okay? You need to repeat that. All the screening they're doing now would have been 100% useless to the person who has already died. It's like saying we're going to shoot a bullet at a tank, even though we've seen that you know, nothing happens to the bank. You know, this is what we're going to do. And, you know, where are the politicians? You know, they should be like, you know, 50 or 60 of them should be lining up there and having a huge press conference and saying, okay, this is definitely bipartisan because, you know, Ebola is not prejudice. You know, it's not progressive. It's not conservative. You know, and they need to say that. They need to say the screening is just not going to find out who has Ebola. It's not going to do it unless we're lucky enough for the person to have a fever right down the plane. Let me tell you what, if I'm escaping from Liberia or wherever, you know what, and I know that they're taking my temperature, I'm going to drink myself a nice cold Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
You know, at least I'm going to put ice cubes on my head and on my arms and... I'm going to be coming out there, you know, they're going to think I just fell out of an ice cube.
But, well, yeah, because think about it, Tomas. If you're over there and you have a girlfriend, friends, whatever, in the United States, and it's scary. You said it. It's almost 4,000. You know, we're practically, I won't even exaggerate the numbers. It's like 3,500. But from what I understand, they think they're going to hit that 4,000 number. But, okay, out of, you know, 7,400 that have been sick with Ebola. So do the math of how many survived and how many didn't survive. Now, you and I are over there, and we say, let's get on a plane and get back to the United States. Because why are we here? Why are we staying here? Let's get out of here. We can get better medical attention to Moss if we happen to come down with it, and we can just get through and get back on the plane. I'm not going to tell them that I met with somebody's sister who turned out she had Ebola and maybe she survived, but, she was hacking up a lung.
Here's another thing. You know, they're sending our troops over there, okay? And they're trying to you know, wage a war on Ebola, maybe. But you know what's going to destroy that? The same rules of engagement mentality that we use with our military, we're going to use, you know, with this Ebola thing. You know, they're going to say, well, you know, they're all black people and you know,
yes,
and just trying
it's already
to
happening.
Get in and, you know, and we really can't, you know, what are you going to do with the children who come from Liberia? You're going to turn them away? And, you know, no one is standing for common sense. You know, common sense is somebody standing up there and saying, we've had outbreaks of disease throughout the history of mankind. And the way you do that is you protect the healthy and you isolate the sick. Because if you let the sick contaminate the healthy, you will not have anyone able to help the sick because everyone will be sick.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a pity that you have to explain elementary school logic, okay, to some of these people, but they are so emotional, and you probably have to do it in a better way. But
right.
Because I tell you what, you know, like you said, if we were in Liberia, we'd be rowing boats over here. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want better health care. You and I want. We think we're going to get better health care. We're going to have someone that's going to pay attention to us should we come down with it. We're out of there.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, people come over here when they're in good health. Imagine when they're in bad health.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, we can say, you know what? If you need to come over here, we'll have to put you in isolation, you know, for, you know, 30 days or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we understand that you want to get out of there. That's why we're sending our troops over there to make sure there's no rioting. But I'll tell you what, if I'm a Liberian and I see some American soldiers over there who don't have Ebola, okay, on the other side of this barbed wire, I know that the Americans don't have Ebola, I'm going to jump that fence. And what are they going to do? They're going to shoot me?
Yeah, absolutely. Great call, Tomas. I'm right on board with you. It makes perfect sense. It doesn't make sense the way we're handling this, and we're always, always a step behind. Dumb things around the bend.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes find breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
As promised, here when we get ready to hit the finish line for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Boy, more and more I'm getting some great emails on this. If you are listening to me at a later point, you downloaded this, you're listening to me now live, whatever, and you have a cool, dumb story you want to share, oh, please share it. Seriously. I want to meet the person who hasn't done something dumb, you know? I want to meet the person who says, "I've never done anything dumb." Because I keep getting really interesting stories. This one is from Dominic. And Dominic says, "Kate, I decided I was going to make my fiancé a cake. I'm not a cook, but I'm not a dummy." Hence the dumb things. So I figure, you know, you get the cake mix and you follow along on the back of the cake and just do what it says. Do the ingredients, pay attention. I did. And guess what? The cake came out perfect. It was great. It was a great, it's a great cake. The only problem was I forgot to turn off the oven. So it was on all night long. It was a little hazy when I woke up in the morning, and it kind of scared me. And I finally realized that the oven was on. And I guess something else could have happened if it had just continued to be that way. But the good news is I didn't blow up the house, and I had blurry vision for a few hours after walking in the kitchen, but otherwise it was okay. Yeah, you are lucky, because things can happen when you leave an oven on. You don't want to leave an oven on. So leaving things on was kind of a little bit of a theme from some of the people that I got email from. I got this one from Joe, who says, Kate, I was watering, I was trying to help my wife out, and I was actually, she was away, and I was watering her plants, you know, her garden stuff in the backyard, and I was watching a game, and I put it down to soak whatever the beds were, and I forgot about it. I flooded them out, destroyed an area of the garden, and it wasn't a pretty thing. I mean, I left it on for hours because I ran back inside thinking I had it on slow enough and it was okay, and I just completely forgot about it. Yeah, that's that thing. You turn something on, you forget about it, you don't turn it off, and look what happens. That could be disastrous. There's a lot of places in droughts, but depending on the kind of flower, depending on what you were watering, it's not like you're watering a lawn and it's a good soaking or something. It could really wash away flowers, so I'm sure that's what you're kind of trying to describe there. Then I got this one, and this one I got from Mike, who says, Kate, I love coffee like I think you do. I've seen you on camera drinking coffee, and yeah, I got my Jersey Shore mug going on right now. Uh-huh. I won that on the Wildwood Boardwalk. It just has some flip-flops on it. It says Jersey Shore. But anyway, yes. And he says, so I make a lot of coffee. I don't necessarily drink as much as I make, but I have a pot, and I left it on, and lo and behold, I cracked the pot. It smelled like burnt coffee, and I guess in a way I'm lucky it smelled like burnt coffee, because it alerted me to what had happened. I left the pot on for 10 hours. Yeah, and then, I mean, forget it. If you leave it on, the pot doesn't crack, or you don't start a fire, because you could start a fire. That's like an iron. If you leave an iron on, if anyone even irons anymore, I don't even remember the last time I used an iron. But if you leave it on, it depends on what it's plugged into, and if it has automatic shutoff, like even coffee pots now, some of them automatically would shut it off, but if it doesn't, yeah, that could be disastrous. All right, there's with the I left things on. Then there was this one. It's actually not funny, but I can sort of relate to this. I've only mowed a lawn a few times, and stupidly, the one time I mowed a lawn, I did it in shoes that, you know, where I didn't have socks. It wasn't flip-flops, but they really weren't great mowing the lawn shoes, and I paid the price for that. But here's what he says. He says, I mowed the lawn, and I realized that there were a bunch of rocks, and I could kind of hear them starting to get caught in it, but I was just too lazy. I didn't look around very well. And I caught one of the pebbles in the lawnmower. It shot up right toward my face and tore a little bit of a hole in my cheek. So I didn't have to get stitches or anything, but it stung like all get out. It felt like someone shot me with a BB gun. And I have glasses for that kind of thing. And plus, I really should have just raked that up or moved it around. And I was just too lazy. What can I say, Kate? So it was a dumb thing. It was almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, realizing as I was hearing it that probably that's what was going to happen. Yeah. I'm hearing things in the motor. I'm seeing pebbles and rocks all over the place. Yeah, I might want to push them aside before I run the lawnmower over it. Yeah, that's kind of a good rule of thumb, I would think, you know, to do that first. All right, here's one from, this is relatable, I think, to some of us. This one's from Gary, who says, Kate, I don't know that anyone will admit to this, but I stopped up a toilet. It's really all about too much toilet paper, and, you know, I stopped up a toilet, and I was just insistent that if I waited and then flushed it, it would go down, and it didn't. So I watched as a toilet overflowed, and what a nightmare that was, as I had to clean everything up, and, you know, then I had to call in a plumber eventually because I couldn't fix it. I took the tank open. I played with what was inside and the water, and I thought it was the chain, but I ended up having to get a plumber in anyway. Yeah, those kinds of things are awful, isn't it? I was at a party one time where somebody did it. Nobody wanted to. It was a big party, and nobody. In fact, I think it was a Super Bowl party, and nobody. They had like two bathrooms, and nobody wanted to admit to, you know, this toilet was overflowing, so they had to go to the neighbor's house and get a plunger, and it was bad. I mean, like the whole bottom of the floor was just covered because it was flowing. It was overflowing, and then nobody wanted to stick their hand on the side of the toilet and shut off the valve. So good rule of thumb, just call a plumber. Just call a plumber. That's the way to do it. And one last one, kind of along that same theme, this one from Eric, who says, hey, you Kate, I got one for you. I don't know that anyone's ever talked about this before, but I always think that I can fix things, and the garbage disposal, something was caught in the garbage disposal, and I decided I could go under the sink, take the garbage disposal apart, clean out what was ever in there, and fix it. It didn't work out so well. I took the garbage disposal off. I had no way to get it back on. I had no idea what I was doing, and I eventually had to have someone come out. They came out at $250 later. It was a fork that was actually caught in one of the rotors. They had to take it apart. It didn't take them very long, but I ended up wasting probably 6 hours on the whole thing, and I ended up having to pay anyway. So I probably learned a good lesson there. Yeah, that goes along the same lines of what, you know, more saving, more doing. That's the Home Depot. It's good when you can fix things and you know how to do it, or you want to take a crack at it and you are patient and you have the time. That's the whole thing with any home improvement project. Do you have the time and do you have the patience and the resources and the knowledge to do it? Are you good at that kind of thing, following directions, or do you like to piece things together? Usually people who like to piece things together and they just have that aptitude for it can be good at that kind of thing. But I think more of us, men and women, fall into the other category. So by the time you've bungled it up, you might have added more to the bill when you make that service phone call. You know, just be warned. Sometimes it's best to pay the price up front. Dumb things, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.